Okay, so this week's Parsha is Parsha Hazinu. As I mentioned this morning, Hazinu sometimes, sometimes gets a bad rap. We lane it a lot because of the way that sometimes the Yomim Tovim fall out, but we don't really talk about it so much because we're busy talking about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So I want to share with you a story, and you'll see through the story what it has to do with this week's Parsha. There's a sefer, a history sefer, called Seder HaDoros. It tells the history. It's in the Kollel near where I live. They have a copy of it. So there's in that version of that they have on the shelf is two volumes. One of them has the history of Tanoim and Amoroim, and the other one is a history Seder HaOlam of the world as through the Rishonim, etc. So there's a section about the Ramban. Ramban, that's Nachmanides, that's not Rambam, that's Ramban. And the Ramban, there's a story that's told about the Ramban and his student, and I wanted to read that story with you. It starts on the right column of the top source, Seder HaDoros, Elef HaChamishi, that's the 5,000, okay? The 5,000 millennium. Okay, so the Ramban, in other words, we're in 5779 now. The Ramban was towards the end of the fifth millennium, towards the around 900 or 1,000 years ago. Okay, those of you who are coming in, we didn't start the story yet, so you can still get your source sheet. I'm on the right column of the Seder Hadorot. V'kibalti, and I have received a tradition. Shehoya l'Ramban Talmid Echad. The Ramban had a student. Reb Avner Hayashimo. His name was Rabbi Avner. Does this sound familiar? As the story goes on. Vinasa Mumar. Now, this student, Rabbi Avner, was a Mumar. A Mumar means he went off the derech. He completely gave up his Judaism. He actually accepted another faith. Umazolo Goram. And his mazel, his luck would have it, if you will. Sha'ala b'mala v'yanora b'chol haaretz. He became an important, powerful person. Acharei HaYomim. It was after a while. B'Yom Kippur. It was on the day of Yom Kippur. Sholach v'hevi lefanav es haRamban. Rabbo. He sent word, I want the Ramban to appear before me. Now remember, he was an important person. You couldn't refuse his request. And the Ramban had to appear before this Avner. Sholach v'hevi lefanav es haRamban. So they went and they brought the Ramban to him. Now, in front of the Ramban, listen to what he did. Harag ba'atzmo chazir. He took a pig. He killed the pig. Chazir echad. V'natchehu. He skinned it. V'vashlehu. He cooked the pig. V'ochlu. And then he ate it. Okay? So on Yom Kippur, he takes a pig. He kills the pig. He then cooks the pig. He skins the pig, flays it, whatever. Then he cooks the pig, and then he eats the pig. Pretty gross. But he did this. Va'achar ochlo, and after he's done eating, shal es harav. Now he asks the Ramban, his Rebbe, a question. Remember, he's not religious anymore. Al kama krisos avar. How many times am I chayev kares for what I did? How bad was what I just did? Beheshev harav shayu arba, that there were four, v'homer shayu chamesh. And he said back, no, there were five, and there was an argument. Was it four? Was it five? You ate on Yom Kippur, you cooked on Yom Kippur, you shechted on Yom Kippur, you ate a pig. All these, and it was a back and forth, was it four or five? Vahirotza lachlokim rabo. Now he wants to get, he's arguing with his Rebbe. Vaharab nasan enov bo derech kas. Vayalim ha'ish. The Ramban looked at him with a tone of kas, of anger. V'yalim ha'ish, and he was muted, he was silent. In other words, the stare down that the Ramban gave him, he responded to it. Even though he was not religious, ki adayin nishar alav, and I'm turning on to the second column, ma'at yira me'is rabba, he still had a little bit of fear from remembering the days when he had the Ramban. Ulevasov shal harav, eventually he asked, Rebbe, mi hevio el hamara, shal harav mi hevio el hamara, The Ramban asked him, what brought you to this? Why did you decide to leave your religion? V'heshiv ki b'pam achas shama. He said, you know what? Because I once heard Shadarash b'Parshas Hazinu. It was Parshas Hazinu, and you, Rebbe, gave a shir Shabaparsha Hahi, that in Parshas Hazinu, 52 psukim, klulim kol hamitzvos v'chol hadvarim shaba olam. Okay, everything is included in Parshas Hazinu. There's a tradition, the Ramban had told his shir, that everything, all the mitzvos, all the happenings of the world are included in Parshas Hazinu. V'li yos etzlo ze min hanimna. Now, by him, this Avner, ze min hanimna, this was impossible. It's impossible to think that 52 psukim, Parshas Hazinu, can have everything that ever happened in the history of the world. Nepach li shacher. So I chucked the whole thing. I said, forget it. My Rebbe says ridiculous things, then this whole religion must be ridiculous. V'yan harav ha'amar adayin ani omerzeh, v'shol ma shetirtzeh. And the Ramban said to him, now this is back in the story, Avner, you should know, it's still true. I still hold these truths to be self-evident, that Parshat Hazinu has every single thing that ever happened. Ask me to find something. Challenge me. V'yitma ha'ish ma'od v'yomer lo. Now he was very curious. Who's going to win the World Series this year? No, he can make a lot of money. Im kein, hu hareini na im timtza shmi kasav sham. Is my name in there? My name. Is it in Parshas Hazinu? The Yomah Ramban came dibarta miyadi tivakshena. Now this, to me, this is the most beautiful part of the story. The Ramban said, yes, you asked. Give me a moment, I'm going to answer you. V'tekef immediately halach lo bekeren zavis v'yisvalil. He turned into a corner and he davened to Hashem that Hashem should help him find this person, Avner, in the Parshas Hazinu. So what was the Ramban's first reaction? You think like this is an impossible task. The first thing he does is he goes to Davin. Obvious. Anyway, says the Ramban, V'yavo b'piv, and what came out of his mouth, Pasuk, a Pasuk in this week's Parsha, this will change, I mean, you read the Pasukim, boom, boom, boom. If you're in Shul and you hear this Pasuk, it'll never be the same. Amarti, the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Amarti, Afeim, Ashbisa, Me'enosh, Zichram. It's a pasuk in this week's parsha, five words. Amarti af ehem ashpisa me enosh zichram. Ki os shlishi shall call teva yesh shem ha'ish shahaya reb Avner. Yeah? These five words. Amarti af ehem ashpisa me enosh zichram. If you take the third letter of each of those words, it spells out reb Avner. Amarti, the third letter is a resh. Af Ahem, Aleph Pei Aleph, Ashbisa, Aleph Shin Beis. So it's a Resh Ayin, Aleph Beis, Mei En Nosh, that's a Mem Aleph Nun, and then Zichram is Zayin Chaf Resh, spells out Reb Avner. This is like game over. Checkmate, he's done. Now you can imagine, Reb Avner, like the game was over. He gave up on his religion because he said, my Rebbe said the most ridiculous thing. And now years later, he's confronting his Rebbe and he's saying, I gave up because you said this ridiculous thing. And the Ramban said, it's not ridiculous, try me. And he says, yeah, where am I? And the Ramban says, what do you mean? Amarti afeyem, ashbisa shichram, of course. Right, like, obviously. Okay, you're there. So Naflu Panov, his face drops. It's rough. Can you imagine? This is an unbelievable story. V'yishal rabbam yish trufa l'makaso. So he says, Rebbe, is there a trufa? Is there a medicine for my wound? Meaning, can I do tshuva for all the terrible things? I just ate a pig. I just shechted a pig and cooked it, and it's a pig, and it's Yom Kippur. It's everything. I did like, you know, the Gemara sometimes has like. You could do one thing like Yesh Choresh Telem Echad on Shabbos, and it's Shemitah. You can plow a little furrow, and you put Kalayim in there, and you try to, like, the Gemara sometimes figure out how many Averis you could do in one act. Like, that's what he was. It was a game almost. How many times can I be Chayv Kares in like 1 second? You know, in 1 minute. So can I do tshuva? V'yom harav ata shamata divrei hapasuk. You heard the pasuk. The pasuk wasn't just your name; it's your message. Now, let me tell you, what does the pasuk mean? Ashpisa me'enosh zichra means you should be lost from the memory of man. Vayelach harav ledarko. The Ramban went back to shul. Presumably it was during his break on Yom Kippur, so he went back to Davin Mincha, I guess. B'tekef lokach ha'ish svina. Beli malach. He got into a boat that had no sail. I guess, I don't know boats so well, but I guess that means you can't really guide it. It kind of goes wherever it goes. He went in, it doesn't have a sail, doesn't have a way of it just goes, wherever it's pushed, that's where it goes. He entered into it, and he went, wherever it took him, wherever the wind pushed him, that's where he went. And he was never heard from again. That's the end of the story of Rebbe Avner. I know. It's not... I know. That's the end of the story, okay? So, the Ramban had a student. The student gave up on Judaism because the Ramban said Parshat Hazinu has all these exciting, wonderful hints and allusions to the whole world. He said that's ridiculous. So he gave it all up. He confronted his Rebbe years later after he became a successful person in another religion. And he said to his Rebbe, it's ridiculous, that's why I gave it up. And his Rebbe said, no, it's true. And he said, yeah, where's my name? He told him where his name was. Amarti Aveim Ashbisa Me'enosh Zichram. Yeah, when I told this story last year, I think people came in. So next week, you tell me where you find yourself. Hopefully it's in a better pasuk than Ashbisa Me'enosh Zichram. Okay. That's the story. Adkan, the story. Now on the right side there's another source. This source is from a shmuz, a parsha shir, given by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Parshas Hazinu Tafshin Membez. Tafshin Membez. That is now 37 years ago, 1981. Parshas Hazinu Tafshin Membez. Okay, I'm gonna just skim. The first paragraph, Kibalti Shayel Ramban, that's what we just read, the story. Achari Hayamim, the second paragraph, Biyom Kippur, Shalach, okay, on Yom Kippur, he called him, Ulvasav Shal Harav Mihevios Hamara, who convinced you, basically he's quoting from the Seder Hadoros. Now, if you look down, one of the paragraphs starts off, you see, there's a Lamed Beis. It starts off with Lamed Aleph, the letter Lamed Aleph, it goes to Lamed Beis. The paragraph before that says, Sipur Zeh Shamati L'Rishona Me'es HaMalamed Beis Lamdo Parshas Hazinu. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, I heard this story when I was a little kid in Cheder, and I was learning Parshas Hazinu with the Rebbe. It was Parshas Hazinu, and the Rebbe told us this story. V'kavonas HaMalamed Haisa, what was the purpose of teaching this story? L'hadgish es Goldol Hamala de Parshas Hazinu. Just so you could appreciate how great Parshas Hazinu is. That alone, it's a pretty incredible parsha that it has everything hinted to. Kimavur b'sipur anal sheba parshas hazinu kolum kol hamitzvos kol advarim sheba olam. Everything is hinted to in parshas hazinu. Now in Os Lamed Beis he says v'hinei b'sipur zerom davar mafli umavil benogel leklolos inyan hatshuva. We see something that's startling and almost frightening about tshuva. B'sipur hanal mudga sheshmoshal tamid haramban haya. Reb Avner. It doesn't say Avner. It says Reb Avner. There's a word, Ash, Amarti, has a Resh. Resh is a sign, a symbol of honor, of respect, that he's important. Reb Avner, right? The Reb is a sign of respect. V'ad shagam ha-pasuk, the parsha hazinu merumah shmo biyachad im ha-toa Resh, that's Rebbe, ki ha-pasuk maschal b'tevas Amarti, v'ha'os ha-shlishi d'tevazu hi ha'os Resh. The third letter was Resh. Vim kein b'pasuk amarti afeim ashbisa me'en ha-shechram mudgash sheshmo b'tosefas ha-toar Reb Avner. His name wasn't just Avner, it was Reb Avner. V'lachein b'chol ha-sfarim shemuva sipur zeh nichtav ha-toar Reb Avner. Whenever you hear the story, when you read it in a book, it says the story of Reb Avner. L'fi shator zeh merumas b'pasuk atzmo. Because it's hinted to in the pasuk. Zoso meris. Heyos sheshov b'tshuva. At the end of his life, Reb Avner did tshuva. Right? He regretted his sins and he wanted to make amends. Kimisupar Shashalas Ramban, Yesh Trufa Makaso. He asked the Ramban, he said, Rebbe, is there a trufa, a medicine for my maka, for my wound, the mistakes that I made, my averos? Is there a medicine for it? And the Ramban said, yeah, the Pasuk says, Ashbisa me'enav sichram, be lost from the thought of man. And he took that to mean, and there's a whole discussion about why he did that. Okay, we're not going to get into that. We're not going to judge that aspect of the story. But he did that because he felt that that was his tshuva. He wanted to do tshuva for what he did wrong. He got to a point, Shahatora Mechana also b'shem Reb Avner. The Torah was willing to call him Reb Avner. The Torah called him, he's chashuv. He's an important person. The Torah itself said he's an important person. Okay? And then the Lubavitch Rebbe quotes from Reb Elazar ben Dudaya. There was the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Maseches Avodah Zarah, tells a story about a man who committed all these terrible sins. And he had a moment, a flash of charata, of guilt. And he turned that guilt into a change. And he went and he cried. And he said, he goes through a whole, the sun and the stars and the moon and the heavens and the mountains. And then at the end he said, it's all me, it was all my doing. And he cried out and he cried and he cried until he passed away. Okay? And the Gemara says that a voice came out from heaven and said, Rebbe Elazar ben Dordoya is muchan l'chai olam haba. That Rebbe Elazar ben Dordoya. That he's a Rebbe, that he's a chash of a person, he's an important person. So you see, in Shemayim, a person who was wicked his whole life did terrible things. But he did tshuva. He became so special, he became a tzaddik. V'yaseira mizu. And now the Lubavitch Rebbe ends off, and this is the bottom line over there. Od kodom sha'asa tshuva nikra kvar Reb Avner. You see, the pasuk was there, even while Reb Avner was eating the pig, the pasuk was the same pasuk, right? So in the Torah, l'fisha yodim milechatchila, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, because they knew already, mitchila shesof kol sof yaseh tshuva. The Torah knew from the beginning of... The Torah was around, not in the form we have it, but the Torah existed already before the world was created. Istakel ba'oraisa bara alma. Hashem used the Torah as the blueprint of how to create the world. So before the world was even created, the Torah knew about the tshuva of Reb Avner. It already called him Reb Avner. It already gave him the chashivas because it knew that he was something special. But I want to add something to this. I want to add my own feeling about this. I learned something different from the story. The Lubavitch Rebbe says, you see the koach, the power of tshuva, that the Torah considered him a tzaddik. I would love for the Torah to consider me a tzaddik. That would be a very good thing. If we could find a pasuk that says Reb David, that would be great for me. I'd be very happy. Let's see. I don't know. Okay. But anyway, but I want to tell you the lesson that I learned from this. And this is as it relates to you guys. The Ramban was the Rebbe. The Ramban looked and he said, where's the pasuk that says your name? What should he have said? He should have said, "Af ehem ashbisa me'enosh zichram." Avner. Why did the Ramban look at the first word of the pasuk? He should have picked four words that the third letter of each word spells Avner. Because that's one that worked. By the way, there's what to talk about. What was the symbolism that it was the third word, third letter, not the first letter or the second letter or the fifth letter, whatever it was. But it, for whatever reason, that's how it worked, that it was the third letter. So you see a pattern, so we're able to pull it out. You can't just like look at the psukim and say, oh, there's an aleph, and there's a lamed, and there's a yud, and there's a hey, and there's a vav. So Eliyahu. No, it has to be in a pattern to show that it belongs there. That it makes sense that that's actually... But the Ramban should have looked at the words and said, Af Ehem Ashbisa Me'enosh Zichram. The third letter of each word is Avner. But the Ramban didn't do that because the Ramban was the Rebbe. And you know what the Rebbe looked at? The Rebbe looked at says, this is my student. Look how much potential he has. Look what he can accomplish. The Ramban believed in his Talmud. And that's why when the Ramban looked at it, the Ramban saw... The Ramban saw that he was a Reb Avner. The Ramban pulled out that word also. He didn't have to do that. He could have just seen the Aleph Beis Nun Reish, but he saw also the special power of the Talmud. And I learned a very important lesson from here. That's what a Rebbe has to be. Has to be able to look at every single Talmud. I'm looking at you guys right now, and I see a tremendous amount of koach in each and every one of you. It's the Reb. It's not just a guy. It's Reb. And by the way, I have it easy. The Ramban had to look at somebody who took pigs, cut them up on Yom Kippur, and cooked them and ate them. And the Ramban had to be able to see the potential of such a Talmud. And he was right, by the way, because he did a complete tshuva. I get to look at Tzadikim Gemurim. I get to look them in the eye and say, I know you can do it. That's the lesson I learned from the Ramban. And that's the lesson you need to know. You need to know that when I look at you, I believe that. Because that's what a Rebbe does. I look at you and I know that you can be great and you already are great. And when you know that, it takes it to a whole new level. That's right. Eitan, I'm looking right at you. I see greatness. It's already happening, and it's going to continue to happen. And that is the lesson that I learned from the Ramban. The Ramban, as a Rebbe, taught all future Rebbeim and Moras. Maybe many of you guys. Who knows? The lesson is, I look at you and I see greatness. That's what the Ramban taught me. There was a story of the Ramban and his Talmud, and we take two lessons. The lesson that the Lubavitcher Rebbe gives us is that the Torah already, from the beginning of time, believes in you and your ability to change and to become better. And that's a very important lesson for this time of year. Sometimes I think we mentioned in the Meaningful Mondays, one of the mistakes we make is we don't believe that we could do tshuva, but we can do tshuva. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, the Rebbe Rabbunim said, I did an avera that I didn't believe that I could really change and I could really become better. And from this story we learn that you can change and you can become better. And never think that you can't. And if you think you can't, that itself is the avera. And the other thing is, you should know, if you ever have a problem, you ever think, I can't do it, I can't do it, call me. Come visit me in my classroom, because I know you can. Have a good Shabbos. Yep.